Washington. This is VOA News. President Obama dedicates 9/11 Museum in New York. U.S. and Britain warn of tough sanctions against Russia if Ukraine vote disrupted. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Obama dedicated a new museum in New York Thursday, recounting the horror of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed almost 3,000 people. Mr. Obama recalled the heroism of rescue workers who helped save thousands of people trapped in the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center.
To all those who responded with such courage, on behalf of Michelle and myself and the American people, it is an honor for us to join in your memories, to recall and to reflect, but above all to reaffirm the true spirit of 9/11.
The National September 11th Memorial Museum is located on the footprint of the World Trade Center. It will open to the public next week. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and British Foreign Secretary William Hague say the United States and European Union will hit Russia with far tougher economic sanctions if it tries to disrupt next week's presidential election in Ukraine. VOA's Scott Stearns reports from London, where Mr. Kerry and Mr. Hague talked about the Ukraine crisis with foreign ministers from France, Italy, and Germany.
Foreign Secretary Hague says the European Union and United States are preparing broader sectoral sanctions against Russia if it interferes with May 25th voting to choose a new government in Kiev.
Russia's behavior towards the elections will determine whether or not wider economic and trade sanctions will be applied.
Secretary Kerry says the U.S. and European Union message to Moscow is simple.
Let Ukraine vote. Let the Ukrainian people choose their future. And let them do so in a fair, open, free, accessible election.
Kerry says he hopes to avoid tougher sanctions and gain Russia's help in de-escalating the crisis. Scott Stearns, VOA News, London.
The medical charity Doctors Without Borders says five of its workers have been freed after months of captivity in Syria. The group announced Thursday that two of the captive aid workers were freed on Wednesday, the other three released last month. Doctors Without Borders closed one of its hospitals and two medical centers in northwest Syria after the workers were abducted in January. Workers in Turkey held a nationwide strike Thursday as the death toll in that country's worst-ever mining disaster rose to 282. The Public Workers Union Confederation, which represents hundreds of thousands of employees, said the one-day strike was in protest of the nation's poor mining safety standards. Emergency workers are continuing their search for 120 people thought to be still trapped, while families of the dead have begun holding funerals. An electrical explosion erupted deep inside the coal mine Tuesday in the town of Soma, south of Istanbul. Afghanistan's presidential election is heading to a runoff vote June 14th after no candidate earned an absolute majority in the first round. The Afghan Election Commission says final results from last month's election showed former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah winning 45% of the vote. Ashraf Ghani, a former World Bank economist, came in second with 32%. Voters will choose between the two men in the runoff vote. A new report by the World Health Organization finds people are living longer. The WHO's annual statistics report shows people are living an average 6 years more than they did in 1990. Lisa Schlein has details.
The World Health Statistics 2014 surveys 194 countries. The data show women all over the world live longer than men, and the gaps in life expectancy between rich and poor countries persist. It says declining tobacco use is a key factor in helping people live longer in several countries. The top six countries where life expectancy from birth has increased the most are Liberia, Ethiopia, Maldives, Cambodia, Timor-Leste, and Rwanda. The report cites Iceland as the top-ranked country for life expectancy among men, which is just over 81 years. Japan comes out on top for women who live until age 87. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The biggest automaker in the U.S., General Motors, is recalling another 2.7 million vehicles to fix several defects. That brings to almost 13 million the number of vehicles GMs recall worldwide this year. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More at voanews.com.